We always say Nazis should have said no to commands from a vicious dictatorship. But how do we treat someone who has sufficient conviction and guts to say no to a dictator the U.S. abhors? Venezuela has become a crazy dictatorship. The OAS accuses the Maduro regime of, quote, crimes against humanity. The U.S. calls the dictatorship, quote, a failed state, unquote, and is considering stronger sanctions. Alegna Ramon Tijera Moreno was a first lieutenant in the Venezuelan army. He agreed that the Maduro regime was a dictatorship destroying its people. He tried to resign from the army. He got punished physically and psychologically. In September 2016, he fled to the U.S., a bastion of freedom and a strong opponent of the regime he was resisting. He didn't sneak in. He presented himself to Border Patrol at a port of entry. He figured he'd get a fair hearing, maybe get asylum, and at worst get help relocating. He was wrong. The rate of denials of asylum cases in El Paso, 95%, is one of the nation's highest. Alegna didn't expect a friend like the U.S. to imprison him in bad conditions. He didn't expect the asylum hearing judge and the prosecutor to say he should go back to Venezuela, face desertion charges, and be tortured. A new law there lets them jail someone 10 to 20 years just for his political opinions. The UN High Commissioner for Refugees and the OAS Human Rights Arm have stated no one should be involuntarily repatriated to Venezuela. Alegna appealed. Even so, ICE tried to deport him. ICE said, "We don't want you here." And at the airport, they stopped short of deporting him only because his lawyer brought proof of his pending appeal. Alegna remains in jail, scared and uncertain. I can't say how his appeal should come out, but under our laws and traditions, Alegna deserves to be heard. Why are we treating him so badly when he's resisting a dictatorship we say he should resist? The law, and simple humanitarian values, would suggest treating Alegna better, and at least trying to help him resettle elsewhere if his asylum appeal is denied. Our treaties regarding refugees may legally require us to treat him better. Logically, he doesn't deserve to be in jail, since he did not even enter the country illegally. Add to that the fact that our government purports to be against the Maduro regime and has even said it won't recognize the results of a recent sham election. ICE won't tell me what it's thinking, but one quick guess is that the ethos within ICE, to which Mr. Trump's regime is one contributing factor, is so mindlessly, almost viciously anti-immigrant that no one stops to make a reasoned decision, even a weakly reasoned one. So a man rots in jail for doing what we think is right. Please, guys, not in our name.